Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Get ready to dig through a stack of old records together. I'm Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and I am scouring the record shops, the thrift shops, the record collectors' conventions, and even the internet to find unusual songs for you for 100 years of recorded music history. So let's go cruisin' the decades. We're going to start in 1916 with a song I only recently came across, and as I was reading about this, it was a silly song, and it was all the rage in most of 1916. Listen to the vocal and the story and the speedy lyrics from 1916 by Joseph Cawthorn. This is from the musical Sybil. This is called I Can Dance With Everybody But My Wife on Cruisin' the Decades.
When the dancing craze first started, I was nearly brokenhearted to discover that my shoes were full of feet that had no sense of rhythm, couldn't do a blame thing with them but just walk around and try and find a seat. When I heard the music playing, my brain kept on saying, you must move like this, but one foot always late. I knew how I should do it, but I never could get through it because my mind and feet would not associate. But now I'm dancing grand, took lessons to beat the band, but there's one thing that I cannot understand. I can dance with everybody but my wife. We're out of step from start till we get through. The trouble is that she insists on leading me as she does in every other thing we do. I can foxtrot like a regular fox with others, so can she. But dance together, not on your life. It's one continuous wrangle. We don't tango, we just tangle. I can dance with everybody but my wife. When my wife finds some new wrinkle, like a turn, a dip, or twinkle, she wraps it up and brings it home to me. Shoves the table in the corner, and for hours I'm a goner, hopping around like an intoxicated flea. Please don't think I haven't tried to. I'd have laid me down and died to keep her satisfied, but it was not to be. We start in turkey trotting. She says one of us is rotten, and I got a slight suspicion it ain't me. We kicked welcome off the mat. We nearly squashed our cat. What Sherman said of war now fits our flat. I can dance with everybody but my wife. I must admit, it makes me awful sore. I think we'd get along if she wasn't quite so strong, but she pushes me completely off the floor. She thinks she'll take up skating, and I'm hoping that she does. An early fall might end my woman's strife. I love to get a bun. I'll go on skates with anyone, and I can dance with everybody but my wife. My wife has got a corn she's had, I think, since she was born, and it's the most persistent corn I ever saw. No matter where I tread, it always gets there just ahead, and when I step on it, you ought to hear her roar. She says the dancing used to be the way that she reduced herself, but still she don't look nothing like a pawn. I've even taken pains so I ask my wife to put on chains, because I know that if she ever skids, I'm gone. Of her figure, she feels proud, and I mustn't say this loud, but I feel as though I'm dancing with a crowd. I can dance with everybody but my wife. There ain't no use around to beat the bush. She look at me and sneer, and she makes me feel so queer, I never know which foot it's time to push. She told a friend the other night, our quarrel won't last long. It's just a little temporary strife. I don't want to be contrary, but it's a long ways to temporary. I can dance with everybody but my wife. When a couple start in dancing, if you happen to be glancing, you will see before they move a half an inch. If her toe he merely grazes and she looks as mad as blazes, you can bet your life they're married, that's a cinch. If on the other hand he's shocking and he's stepping on her stocking and dancing so she ought to go to law, if she doesn't make a holler, you can bet your bottom dollar that he's walking on some other fella's squaw. She'll look up in his eyes, and then she softly sighs. It's my fault, please don't let y'all advise. He can walk on any woman but his wife. Tear a dress, she says, that's all right. But if her hubby dear was to whack one half a sphere, she'd sue him for divorce that very night. With others, I'm as graceful as a young gazette. But with her, it's just a struggle and a strife. I can dance as good as Castle, but with her, it's just a rattle. I can dance with everybody but my wife.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Tail got stiff and she couldn't stoop. Whether it's the cold or whether it's hot, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. A bean from Ohio went out to play. He didn't turn up till the close of day. He came back a little reddish, long and lean. Where, oh, where had Lima been? Whether it's the cold or whether it's hot, well, we're gonna have a weather, weather, weather or not. Well, whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're gonna have weather, weather or not. The folks in Banyan build the grass huts, live on laughs and coconuts. There ain't no poor and there ain't no sick. The fat get fatter and the thin get thick. Whether it's the colder, colder, whether it's hot, hot, we're gonna have a weather, weather, weather or not, not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, God, we're gonna have a weather, weather, weather or not. A dog stood on the burning deck. Flames were flying round his neck. He was tied to a fiery log. The heat done ruined him, hot dog. Whether it's the colder, colder, whether it's hot, hot, we're gonna have a weather, weather, weather or not, not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, well, we're gonna have a weather, weather, weather or not. On a seasick ride with Captain Ray, he charged me for 6 meals a day. I had to pay that pirate pup for 3 going down and 3 coming up. Whether it's the cold, cold, whether it's hot, hot, we're going to have a weather, weather, weather or not. Well, well, whether we'll get the weather we've got, well, we're going to have a weather, weather, weather or not. I hope I've kind of made it plain. Sunshine drives away the rain. Your darkest clouds will soon be bright. Tomorrow comes after tonight. Whether it's the cold or whether it's hot, we're going to have a weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're going to have weather, whether or not.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And that was Wendell Hall. And what a catchy song. I love the old wordplay in all these 100-year-old songs. That's called We're Gonna Have Weather, Weather or Not. That's from 1924. Wendell Hall is a fascinating character in the roots of country music or folk music. He was a vaudeville singer and got into radio early on. He recorded for Victor Recording Company and played ukulele. I know the audio on that song isn't great. It's a super scratchy old 78, but set that aside. That song is brilliant, like just lyrically and the beautiful singing and the silliness of it all. It's Cruisin' the Decades, musical appreciation, a full century of music appreciation. A little bit later today, we are going to hear from an arena rock mega superstar of the 70s and 80s who has recently caught wind of Cruisin' the Decades, and will explore the compact disc digital music era taking over in the early 1980s. We've also got music from Sun Ra and his orchestra on the way. So much music to explore. Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. You can find out more about our show and all of the Cruisin' the Decades stations if you go to the new website, cruisinthedecades.com. As we select a 1930s song this time around, we're going to pick a song by Hildegard from 1935. Hildegard Loretta Sell, or just known as Hildegard. She was like Cher or Madonna of her time. She only needed the first name, Hildegard. Most famous for the song we're about to play, a well-known American cabaret singer that was super popular in vaudeville and cabaret across the U.S. and Europe, internationally renowned. And most famous for this song, it was introduced in the film Love and Hisses, and it was covered by a bunch of other artists, notably Nat King Cole, who reached number 7 with this song in 1954. But it was also done by Bing Crosby and Dean Martin and even the Deep River Boys in 1956. But this is 1935. This is Hildegard with Darling Je Vous Aime Beaucoup on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
This song is about an English boy who falls in love with a French girl. Of course, not knowing the language, he expresses himself like this. Ooh la la, n'est-ce pas? Oui. Je suis ici pas très long, mais s'il vous plaît, écoute ma song. Vous avez une grande appeal. To speak my heart, ah, c'est difficile. Permettez-moi to expliquer, dans my own peculiar way, exactly what mon cœur would say. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. Vous avez completely stolen my heart. Matin, midi et le soir, toujours wondering how you are. That's the way I felt right from the start. Ah, chérie, my love for you is très, très fort. Wish my French were good enough, or I'd tell you so much more. Mais j'espère that you comprend all the little things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you. Oh, my darling, vous êtes très jolie. Qu'est-ce que c'est vous do to me? Absolument, je suis in a trance. Tout le temps, j'espère que vous dream of me a little too. Ah, chérie, je pense this is romance. Quand nous sommes alone and you are in my arms, je remercie le bon Dieu for all your lovely charms. Dites-moi, do you love me too? je suis happy if you do. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you so. I do love you.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
If you're a Nirvana fan, pay particular attention to this next song from 1941. You probably know about the connection to Lead Belly, but this is bluegrass founder Bill Monro on Cruisin' the Decades. It's musical appreciation for over a century of recordings you've found Cruisin' the Decades. And more information is at cruisinthedecades.com. That was Bill Monro. They call him the father of bluegrass. He literally created the bluegrass music genre. And that is 1941's In the Pines. He later re-recorded that, a more full band version, in 1952. And that song has some lyrics that would later turn up on Nirvana's Where Did You Sleep Last Night? And, you know, hundreds of other recordings of that song. But in popular culture, Nirvana brought that song back in the 90s and really re-familiarized it to a couple of new generations. Now, Nirvana, in their live performance, they credited that song to Lead Belly, which is true. Legendary blues folk musician Lead Belly also sang that song. In the Pines is also known as Where Did You Sleep Last Night or My Girl or Hey Girl. The song itself is an American folk song that dates back to at least the 1870s. It's just so amazing the history of some of these songs. And when they become repopularized in modern culture, you may not realize how far back they go. That is why I enjoy digging up the original recordings and sharing them with a wider audience across the power of the radio airwaves everywhere. I mean, in some ways, this might sound hippy-dippy or crazy, but in some ways, this show is about the power of radio and music and community and music as a cultural connector. That's what we're trying to do here. Go to cruisingthedecades.com. You can find playlists. You can listen to the show on demand. We're so, so very pleased with our new website, courtesy of Radio BB Networks. I'm Brad Savage on Cruising the Decades. Sun Ra is one of the most prolific musicians and recording artists of all time. Sun Ra specialized in experimental and avant-garde jazz and started recording in the early 50s right up till his death in 1993. He has a pretty crazy discography of different artists that he worked with and the influence and the fans and cult following and people that try and collect all of his recordings, which is quite a task. If you're not familiar with Sun Ra and this song that we're about to play piques your interest, I'd recommend digging in, maybe a little bit at a time, because his musical output can be a little bit overwhelming. But we're discovering music here. This is one of the earliest singles, and technically, this is by the Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra and Orchestra, and this is called Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie. This is 1954 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Daddy's gonna tell you no lie. La 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 la. la 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 la.
I mean, it's pretty bold to actually play Sun Ra on the radio. 1954 on Cruise in the Decades. That was the Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra and Orchestra, and it's called Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie. Cruise in the Decades is 100 years of musical appreciation. We've got a super secret 70s and 80s arena rock superstar guest appearance coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we'll take a look at the launch of CDs, compact discs as a musical format in the 80s, and something new from Sparks as our 2020s selection later on. We want to say hello to our listeners on Dolphin Radio in New Orleans, 99.1 FM. That's WXDRLP at Delgado Community College. We also send greetings and salutations to our Detroit area listeners on 88.1 The Park from the Plymouth Canton School District in suburban Detroit area. This is an educational radio station run by students and faculty at Salem High School in the greater Detroit area. Also, a shout out to Ken's FM in Fargo, North Dakota, 89.1 Ken's FM, a station founded by Mr. Ken Bartz, who had me on just recently on his show, Modern Rock Worldwide, which is heard every Saturday night in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And we did a deep discussion about radio and music and picking cool songs to play over the airwaves. There's a magic about that. Well, during that discussion, Ken talked about a song that really moved him as a child, a song that helped inspire him into a career in radio broadcasting and a station that bears his name, Howley, Minnesota, and Pelican Rapids, Detroit Lakes, Fergus Falls area, Minnesota, and North Dakota. They cover a lot of ground. This one is for Ken and everybody who enjoys the power of radio. This is The Chiffons from 1963 on Cruising the Decades.
Sweet talking guy, talking sweet kind of lies. Don't you believe in him? If you do, he'll make you cry. He'll send you flowers and paint the town with another girl. He's a sweet talking guy.
Sugar, ooh,
kisses like wine.
Oh, he's so fine.
Don't let him under-
this is Cruising the Decades, a full century of musical enjoyment. Find out more at cruisingthedecades.com. And now, a super special surprise guest, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the iconic artists of the 70s and 80s in their best known period. We have Journey's Steve Perry with a special cruising message.
Hi, this is Steve Perry, and you're cruising through a 100-year musical journey. It's a music appreciation and a salute to radio airwaves. There's nothing like hearing a great song on the radio. This is Cruising, the Decades 100 Years of Music. I want to thank you for supporting the local independent public radio. Thanks for listening.
You make me weep. Said we tried loving, touching, squeezing each other. When I'm alone, all by myself, you're out with someone else.
From 1979, Journey on Cruisin' the Decades. A terrific honor to get a message from Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Steve Perry. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and I want to take a moment as we get into the 1980s. Let's talk about formats a little bit. Not radio industry formats, not the type of stations, but rather recorded music formats. We're talking vinyl, LPs or 45 RPM records, you know, the singles or cassettes or 8-track tapes, or maybe go way back with wax cylinders and 78s. We play all of these formats on this show from time to time. Let's talk about compact discs in particular, coming out first hitting the market in the early 80s. Compact discs were first released in August 1982 in Japan and slowly started to trickle into the U.S. market at a very high price point early on. Now, by spring of 1985, CDs are becoming newsworthy, like TV news reports. What are these shiny digital discs? What is this sorcery? Let's listen to a 1985 news report on Cruisin' the Decades.
Considering its quality and size, the compact disc most certainly will become a part of our everyday lives in the future. Producer Tom Tomaszewski has that story.
We see that growth continuing this year. We see it going to new heights really in the fall of 85, and we really don't see any lessening of the demand.
Jim Frischi is the general manager of the only CD factory in the United States. This Terre Haute, Indiana plant is a joint venture of CBS and Sony. That's a picture of the pits and plateaus a laser reads on the underside of a spinning silver platter. No more needle dragging across grooves in vinyl. This music is computer-controlled. That changed things considered basic to engineering quality recordings.
They would compress or they would boost selections. It's not necessary to do most of those things or do those kind of things for CD, because you can go from no content to the burst of a drum or the beginning of an opera, whatever, and reproduce it on CDs without loss in content.
Those pits and plateaus on CDs representing music today could represent text tomorrow, a book maybe, even an entire dictionary. A compact disc computer memory is a technological reality in Japan. Frischi says this plant could produce the software for just such products.
You can put on one CD the equivalent of 600 to 800 floppy disks.
This recording of the 1812 Overture has become the anthem for CD players. Salesmen boom it out when they want to tout the CD's never-ending bass range. CD players are expected to hit the million sales mark in just 3 years. It took TV 11 years and VCRs 6 to hit that mark. CD manufacturers say those numbers are growing because they learned from the VCR makers' mistakes. There is one compact disc standard.
That is true. There was nothing like VHS or Beta when it came to CDs. And even Blu-ray. Remember when there was HD DVD versus Blu-ray and the Blu-rays won out? Well, at any rate, storage mediums for recorded media has always fascinated me, as you might guess, hosting this show. I celebrate all the mediums, whether it's LP or cassette or 8-track or certainly CDs. Let's pull one off of a compact digital disc right now. 1985, round about the early days of CDs. This is The Cult on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back.
an audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
From the early 90s modern rock sound of Bob Mould solo, It's Too Late, from his album Black Sheets of Rain, 1990. Bob Mould was a member of Husker Du and later Sugar, and a revered writer and solo artist, and eventually got into electronic dance music and spinning DJ music. Great artist. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and now into the 21st century, we're going to play one from 2007 by Iron and Wine, an acoustic-based indie folk music project of musician Sam Beam. This is from the album The Shepherd's Dog. Iron and Wine, Boy with a Coin on Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Feel the need when I fall.
is the music of Serotones from 2019, their LP Power. That's Gotta Get to Know Ya on Cruisin' the Decades. Now we're up to the 2020s and a recent release by Sparks. The cult favorite duo Sparks was founded in 1966 by brothers Ron and Russell Mayall. At this point, they have 25 studio albums to their credit and a well-regarded indie documentary film about the band. The newest album is called The Girl Is Crying in Her Latte. This is Sparks, and it's called Nothing Is As Good As They Say It Is on Cruisin' the Decades.
Nothing is as good as they say it is. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I want to go back to my former quarters. Mama, mama, can you accommodate? Mama, mama, tell me I'm not too late. Mama, mama, can you cooperate? This will not work, I'm sure. Nothing is as good as they say it is, and I'd be remiss if I weren't honest with you. This is not a place that I can exist. Not a gratefulness, I just don't want this, want this. Mama, mama, is there a remedy? Can I just go back where I used to be? I was happy where I was previously, just floating there, stood tall. Mama, mama, please sympathize. This has been such a bad surprise. I won't ask any more from you. I can live with a lousy view. That's the way it is. I wish I'd known beforehand. I was born just 22 hours ago, but I've seen enough to make a wise decision. All your standards must be so very low. This is not a place that I'd want to go. How can you exist in a place like this? I surely can't. Oh no.
Release from the band Sparks. And that'll do it. A 100-year musical journey on Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellett High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.